Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. I order a lot of takeout food these days, and I often cringe when I see the packaging, especially when I get all of those little soy sauce packets. I mentioned this to our founder, Stephen Porter, and he says it doesn't have to be that way. Stephen is in Paris this year on sabbatical, and it's given him a whole new perspective on takeout. So I decided to call him up. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Megan. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm calling you today because I just want to know what's so different about takeout in France.
One of the things that's really blown me away is just how much less packaging comes with your food and how much less extra stuff comes with your food.
So how about we try a little experiment? I'm wondering what my packaging would look like if I ordered the exact same thing you ordered in France.
Let's do it.
Can you get Chinese over there?
You bet.
All right. What should we order?
Let's just do two tofus and a chicken.
And then we should get some rice too, right?
Yeah, for sure. Rice for everyone.
All right. I will call you back when my food arrives.
Sounds good.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Megan. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Tell me what you got.
All right. They actually double bagged, which is unusual.
Those double bags Stephen got were thin and biodegradable, like the kind you might use for compost.
So then inside, I have my tofu dish that spilled a little bit.
The tofu and all the other dishes came in thin plastic containers with matching lids. And that was it.
Are you ready to see what I got?
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it came in a giant cardboard box.
But on the front, it said premium bean sprouts. So it was recycled.
And let's see.
Inside were two plastic containers with lids, two Chinese takeout containers with the metal handles.
You don't have those here. I don't know why.
A large clamshell made of plastic.
Oh, look at that. The world's changing. So that's not styrofoam anymore. That's...
And 17 packets of sauces.
So how'd I do?
All right. That's better than I expected.
Stephen had a feeling that the plastic takeout containers in France were thinner than the ones in the U.S. So we emptied them out and weighed them.
Okay. So my lid and my box, 28 grams.
Okay. Mine is 49 grams.
So, you know, mine is 40% lighter than yours.
Yeah.
That's a big difference, right? Like, even if we order the same exact amount of food.
You don't think this thinner plastic is any like weaker or less trustworthy?
They're fine. They don't break down. They go through the dishwasher time and time again.
So we just really don't need our containers to have that much plastic.
I feel like that's basically the message I'm going for here.
What is the takeaway other than we should just move to France?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess there are other ways to do things. Why and when did it become the culture that you got 50 forks with your Chinese food order? Doesn't make any sense. There are a lot of things like that. Just a teeny little bit more thought, and we could probably make some big changes without really losing anything.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your time in Paris, Stephen.
I'm sure we'll talk again.
That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.